Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah, man, we do this every week. Tuesday is my favorite day of the week normally because Freddie Krueger comes in here with a song in his heart.
This time I got an album.
An album under his arm.
Yep.
And he's going to hand it to me, and I'm not going to look at it.
Which is very entertaining to watch Ron find the platter and then find the little hole in the middle, you know.
That's true.
Then get the needle down somewhere close.
Trying to get it on the turntable is not an easy task.
It's all right, but you've had years of experience.
Well, that's
true. Don't try this at home.
But when I used to, you know, when I've queued up records over the years, normally I'm looking at it.
Yeah, well, yeah, true.
But true. Not in this case.
Well, so when was the use of, remember many, many moons ago?
Yeah.
WCHO, all the songs were on carts.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Sort of like about the size of an 8-track tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That goes back away.
Yeah.
Haven't done that in a long time. Everything's digital now. Everything's on the computer.
Can we be digital?
For the most part. Except for these songs we're playing on the turntable you bring in here.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this one, I had to bring the album because I don't have the single, though we are referring to the single.
Okay.
One Hit Wonders.
All right.
The year 1999.
Okay. We're going to party like it's
1999. This right. single, no doubt about it, was their only hit. Name this catchy little song and the group who hailed from Canada.
I can't wait to find out what this is. All right. Have I got it on the right side?
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You got the right cut?
You're ready.
All right. Here we go.
Drop it.
Listen closely.
Hey Matt.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, have you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugs all laced, but it's all twisted wrong and neat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now I'm fussy stare for not being there on a confusing morning week. Impair my drive on lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know that it's up for me. Making sure I'm not in too deep. Keep me first and on my feet.
Jeff, come here.
Wow, look at her.
I know.
God, I've never seen Sharon look so bad before.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night? Sharon! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding in the park across the street. L-A-T-E-R that week. My sticky palms were in the making, straws out of big, that's where it retreats. Incredible, like Vicky. Now the funny clever family, we tearing and staring under heat. Involved in an unusual feat. And I'm not only mine, but I invite you who want to come. So I missed a million miles of fun. I know that it's up for me. If you still have such a job, making sure I'm not in too deep. If you still have such a job, keep bursting on my feet. If you still have such a job, I know that it's done for me. If you still have such a job, not something hard to see. If you still have such a job, keep me dumb.
Well, Freddie, you brought a good one in here today. That's kind of obscure, but I remember it now.
Yeah, you remember it. I mean, it also had a catchy little video.
Yeah.
So it was a kind of a quasi hip hop pop track. It was a sleeper hit, but radio stations began playing it in March 1999, 4 months before the group L.E.N., planned to release their latest album, which was their third, and it just caught fire.
Yeah.
Now, though it didn't hit number one anywhere, it did peak at number three in Australia, Ireland, and their native Canada, number eight in the UK, and number nine here in the US of A.
Yeah.
And in the middle, for those of us who have some longevity,
it's a good way to
they
put
had
it.
A little bridge that you're sitting there going, I know that. What it?
Yeah.
So they indeed sampled from a disco hit from the 70s. More, more, more. How do you like it? How do you like it?
The Andrea True connection. That's right.
Fronted by the porn star Andrea True. Go figure.
Well, little history for you folks. A little mystery, a little musical history.
Don't steal my sunshine.
Don't worry.
Yeah.